Numbers chapter 7.
For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace.
Now you can tell the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, he that has an ear, hear what the Spirit is trying to say to us.
Right.
Find out what the Spirit of the Holy Ghost is trying to say to us. And everything usually comes up together. You find the same things hitting each other. We can go way out there on one issue, but it usually centers back around on what the Holy Ghost is speaking to us. And the Holy Ghost is speaking to us some things, right? Now, that should make you excited because we've been talking about what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we got those three. Those three are what? Keys to what? Keys to the kingdom. And when we master this and we walk in this, and when this becomes everyday habit for us, we'll start to live out kingdom life. Kingdom life will start to happen around us. And I just saw that again. Read Hebrews chapter 7, verse 2.
To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace.
Now, let's go on beyond that. All right. Go on down to chapter 8. Just go to chapter 8.
Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary, and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve under the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God, when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with him, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind, and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, a new covenant. He hath made the first old, now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away.
Go on to 9.
Okay. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there...
Read that again.
Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary.
Right. Circle worldly sanctuary. Keep reading.
For there was a tabernacle made, the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary.
There was a tabernacle made. Circle that. Read, Jesse.
And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the gold pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, and over it the cherubims of glory, shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest.
Read that again.
The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest.
Was not yet what?
Made manifest.
Read.
While as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them.
Hold on. Kingdom of God is not in what?
Meat and drink.
Meat and drink, but in what?
Righteousness.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Read on, Jesse.
But Christ being come a high priest of good things to come.
Of what kind of things to come?
Good things.
What kind of things, church?
Good things.
Circle good things. And there are two other words you might want to circle. Three. I like that. Greater, more perfect. Read that verse 11 again.
But Christ being come a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building.
Circle, not made with hands. Read on.
Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats, and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water, and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God.
Read that again for us again, Jesse.
For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us.
Read on.
Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered, since with the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared, to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
Now don't stop there, keep reading. I know it's a lot of reading here, but you need this. Read on.
For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshippers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. And burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hath pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
Read that again.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
Read that again.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us.
By what way?
A new and living way.
By a new and living way, huh? Keep reading.
Which he hath consecrated for us through
which
the
veil.
Which
he hath consecrated. Okay, a new and living way, which he has consecrated. Keep reading.
Through the veil, that is to say, his flesh.
Come on.
And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised.
Say, he's faithful that promised.
He's faithful that promised.
Say, he's faithful.
He's faithful.
That promised.
That promised.
How many are glad that Jesus Christ is our great high priest?
Amen.
And that we still have forgiveness of sin. It's still going on. There are a couple scriptures that we wanted to stick out there. It says in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 2, a minister of the sanctuary. So he's a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord hath pitched, and not man. He's a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, isn't he? And he's a priest of the true tabernacle, which the Lord hath pitched, and not man. There is a sanctuary. There is a tabernacle pitched by the hand of the Lord, and not man. And this is the true tabernacle. He says, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. Do you know where that tabernacle is? Do you know this tabernacle? They used to sprinkle the old covenant tabernacle with blood. They used to sprinkle it with blood. They could enter in and get what they needed to get done there. They could get forgiveness of sin there, and the high priest would go in and offer up sacrifice inside the tabernacle or inside the temple. Well, Jesus, he's not dwelling in tabernacles and temples made by hands anymore. Amen. Jesus is still offering up sacrifices, and we want you to realize that that temple that is not made by hands is you. You are the temple. You are the place that is sprinkled with blood. That Jesus makes mediation for you right there. And the closest way, somebody say, my heart is the gateway to heaven. When I found this out, I got excited about it. Because I found out what the man was talking about. He said, for the kingdom is not far off from you, but it's within you. You got to realize that your heart is the gateway to heaven. Many people think, if I just scream up into the clouds, God will hear me. But he said, enter into the secret place. Enter into your prayer closet. Well, the prayer closet is not the closet where all the brooms are or the old coats that you can't wear. The prayer closet is in the inward place of the heart. Say, that's where I pray, the secret place within my heart where nobody else can go. I'm going to shut the doors. I'm going to go inside myself and shut the door and get in contact with God because he's there. Jesus is in the temple. The Holy Ghost is in the temple. He's there right now. He'll work it all out. He's not going to work it all out around you. He's going to work it out within you. And many people think the closest that you can get to God, the fastest way you can get to God, the closest way you can get to God, the faster you can get your prayers answered, is to go inside. Deal with your heart. Amen. That's where the Holy Ghost is. He's living and abiding within you. And many people, when they pray, they think, if I shout real loud, if I talk real loud, and if I just talk to the clouds, let me kneel on the side of the bed, and let me look up to heaven, and I'll call God. Can you hear me there? Don't look there. The Bible said he wouldn't be there. The Bible said he'd be within you. Your heart is the gateway to heaven. If you had to take a trip to heaven, if you had to take a trip to heaven, many people think that you can get a spaceship. People were crazy when we got the space shuttle. They say the fastest way to heaven is up out there past the universe someplace. You'll run into heaven. So that's not the way to heaven. The fastest way to heaven is not you yourself, but it's within you. The gateway to heaven is within your heart, because that's where the Holy Ghost abides. That means you can have God anywhere. I mean, you can have God anywhere. You don't got to run over here to get your prayer answered. You can be in prison and get inside the temple on the inside of your heart. He said, a tabernacle not made with hands. He's pitched a tent, and this is a better covenant. And we need to get to that point. Now let's go over to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle. This way is better. Well, name some of the things that happened. All the things they could get accomplished in the Old Testament. Everybody's talking about the tabernacle of the Old Testament. Anybody heard of the teaching? The tabernacle teachings and all those things? But Jesus says here in Scripture that this one is better. God can get more done in this tabernacle. And he's guaranteed to be there. Some people want to get on a plane and run over to Israel someplace to get a hold of God and cry at some wall. But we know where he is. He's within us. Christ within us, the hope of glory. He's not far off, and believers need to get to that point to where they know where to find God. If I can just get this one over here to pray for me, if I can get that one over there to pray for me, if I can get in this room over here, that room over there, no. The kingdom of God is within you. Enter into the temple that's on the inside of you. God's right there. You know how to find heaven. You know how to find heaven. Do you know the only way you're going to experience things from heaven is to speak it out of your mouth? What? The only way God's going to get something done in your atmosphere in the natural realm, there's a transfer. Heaven takes place. It says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Do you know what happens? They got heaven on the inside. But you got heaven on the inside of you. You can touch heaven from the inside of you. You can see it by faith. Your spirit belongs in the kingdom of God. You're already there. You're walking in heavenly places. We're seated with Christ in where? Heavenly places. It didn't say you would be. Didn't say you would be when you died one day. We're seated with Christ. We're also seated with him. How can you be seated? Didn't say would be sitting there. It says seated. Say, I'm already in heavenly places. So when we pray, say, hold on, let me go over to heaven real quick. Let me get over to the Spirit. The Bible says where Jesus is. You ever heard of something where Jesus is? It's heaven there. The Bible doesn't say there's a where Jesus is. It's heaven there. He abides in heaven. But he said, lo, I'll be with you always and forever, even until the end of time. I'll be within you. So how is he going to be with you and still in heaven? Well, that means that you got a piece of heaven on the inside of you. The kingdom of God is within you. Now, of course, there's a kingdom to come. But can get everything he needs to get done, and he can be God totally and completely on the inside of you. No less God than he is in that paradise kingdom. He's within me strong. And I know how to get to heaven. You can pray in the Holy Ghost and get there. He said, for I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Where was it? He was inside, on the inside. When you get slain in the Holy Ghost, where do you go? You're still there. We see you. I don't see people get slain and then disappear and then come back again. They get slain. They say, I was somewhere. I don't know where I was. They went on the inside where heaven abides. Amen. A tabernacle not made with hands. And the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is involved in that. The Holy Ghost is involved with that. Notice that the Bible says that the Holy Ghost is the seal of our inheritance. That's when things started. That they might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Now jump on over to 9 chapter 24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself. Now he says, for I will be in you. Was he lying? Who's lying? Didn't in the last day he said, listen, lo, I go. Away. Don't be afraid. He said, look, I'll be with you. I'll be better than even just with you. Glory to God. I'll be on the inside of you. Now, was he lying when he said that he would be within us, that he'd never leave us nor forsake us, that he'd be within us, within you? Well, who's lying here? Now, is this man lying right here that wrote this book? He said, now, listen, he's not within you. It said he has entered into holy places, but into heaven itself. Now to appear in the presence, we're going to find out there's something on the inside of you a lot bigger, a lot greater, a lot more powerful than you thought you were. Now you're going to find out when God says you pray and I'll answer, that you'll have everything you say. If you say it in faith, it'll be done. Why? 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 Say, I don't have to get there. Say, I'm already there. That guy wasn't lying. He said, but into heaven itself. But he's also within you. Now to appear in the presence of God for us. I don't believe somebody's catching this. And if you catch this, your prayer life will change. You'll start to see the miracles that you need to start seeing right away. Devil won't come against you the way he used to come against you. Telling you, oh, you can't hear God. You can't receive God. Saying, oh, you're a liar. Says you've been kicked out of heaven and he took heaven and put it in me. What does the Bible say? Greater is he that is within you. And it said Christ is in heaven. I mean, we're talking about some dimensional stuff. How could he be so big and still abide within the heart of the believer? That's why the Bible says that all of creation groans. 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 Longing to see the manifestation of the sons of God. Because there's a whole lot more to you than you realize. You're a whole lot deeper than you think you are. There's a pathway to heaven within me. Christ is seated in heavenly places within me in the presence of God. Say, God is within me. What's going on the inside of you? See, we think it's going over our heads someplace. What's going on the inside of you? God's talking about your stuff within you. That's why you're praying in the Holy Ghost. You're praying in the Holy Ghost. You're speaking out the things that's going on the inside. There's a whole world within you. You're in contact with spiritual things on the inside of you. You're just not, I mean, you're a new creation. Not just an alien, you're a new creation. You're a new creation with dimensions within you. You have means of contacting God that you had no idea you did. Amen. That's why we say if you can see it, you can seize it. And when we say thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that means that thing that you got the word, you start to speak the word on the inside of yourself. You start to declare the things of God. You start to believe those things which are not seen on the outside. Then you start to talk it out. I want you to know that it's already taking place on the inside of you. But if you want to let them manifest on the outside, you got to get it through. Anything God's going to do on the earth today, he's going to do it through you. Your heart is the gateway to heaven. Your heart is the gateway to heaven. Your flesh is the gateway to hell. But your heart's the gateway to heaven. I like this thing. Now to appear in the presence of God for us. Jesus is on the inside of you, appearing in the presence of God for you. Yes. How many of you thought that if you say, everybody look toward heaven, Just look to heaven. Just look toward heaven right now, and half the body of Christ would go. That's just one form of heaven. That's the heavenlies. But when you look toward heaven, you find out where Jesus is, and you get it in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. It's on the inside of you. Let's skip on over to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12. By this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. And notice that the Bible also says that we've been seated with Christ in heavenly places. You talk about peace, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You can have peace. You can be sitting down on the inside. Somebody talking about standing up on the inside. Hey, man, but I'm on the inside seated with Christ. Why you got such peace? I'm on the inside seated with Christ. Fellowshipping with the Lord on the inside. And right now. You can have that right now. Yeah. Right now. Right now. Seated with Christ in heavenly places. Now this is really good. It said, from henceforth expecting in hope, till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. See, when things got bad in the old covenant, they had to run to a city and they had to wait until it was sacrifice time. They had to wait. They had to wait for a priest. They had to wait for a priest before they could get their sins taken care of. And they had to have this kind of offering, that kind of offering. And they had to pray that God could come back out. And they had to put bells on the bottom of his robe. And there were only certain places that some of them could go. And they had to wait to find a temple. The Jews are trying to build one right now so they can offer. I mean, they've been waiting right now. They can't think they can get a prayer through right now because they don't have a temple. But we got a better covenant. Say, whenever I got a problem, whenever I have to say, Lord, forgive me, whenever I say I need something, I can go straight to the temple with my own personal high priest that is without sin. I can enter into the temple of my heart. He said, a better covenant. You got to learn that the Holy Ghost is working for you. The Holy Ghost has got a job to do. He ain't playing games. You got to find, why is the Holy Ghost on the inside of you? Don't you know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and he's on the inside of you doing what Melchizedek did. He's on the inside of you doing what Aaron's sons used to do. He's working right now for you. Get there. You better learn to deal with your spirit. You better get in the spirit and stop being so carnally minded and be spiritually minded and start to work that stuff within. You can always be in church. You can be driving down the road in the temple of the Holy Ghost on the inside and worshiping with God the Father. Let's go back. And people thinking, I can't wait till they build that temple. We're really going to get some stuff done. Didn't say that Jesus would get it. Come on!
Amen.
Flying over here, flying over there. Got to have this piece of fingernail stuck in that wall. Even relics and all that other stuff. Trying to get close to God. Trying to find the right place. But I got a temple, a personal one. I got a temple on the inside of me where Jesus Christ himself, in the presence of the Holy Ghost, is always there, constantly praying. There's an intercessory prayer ministry going on in the inside of you. He said he's there, ever making intercession for the saints. Nobody prays for me on the inside of you. You better find out what's going on the inside of you. I mean, if you'd only just get to know what's happening on the inside of you, do you have to make it happen? No, it's already going on. You just need to quiet yourself down a little bit and get on the inside. It's already going on the inside of you, but you just need to know what's going on the inside of, and get your flesh, get your mind to agree with what's going on in the spirit. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. He says, I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts. Somebody say, the law is in my heart. And in their minds will I write them. He's already put the law in my heart, but I got to write them on my mind. The law of God is already on the inside of you. What does the law do? It keeps you in the perfect way so you won't sin. Well, what better way? Who's going to keep you out of sin but the Holy Ghost? There's a high priest on the inside of you that will lead you and guide you. You just start to walk in the Spirit. You won't go after the ways of the world, and you'll start to walk after the Spirit of God. He has put His law within your heart by the Holy Ghost. And in their minds I will write them, and their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. Now where remission of sin is, there is no more offering up for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness. See, you got to find out what this man was really talking about, then you can really appreciate this scripture. Now, I've understood this scripture that we can go to God boldly in worship. But now when I look at this, having boldness. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter into the holiest. Ooh, sanctified and holy, set apart. See, you got to have boldness to get inside the holy place within your own heart. I'm going to go on the inside of the temple of my own heart boldly. Bold, with boldness I'll enter in. See, many people think they're going to be climbing up into the clouds someplace boldly. But you need to get in within your own heart. Boldly, boldly I will enter in. I'm about to go boldly within my own heart. How bold can you get? Hey, this is the temple created just for me. He made that temple for you. He made that body for you. He made it for you and put the Spirit in it. Don't belong to nobody else but you. Don't ever let the devil keep you out of the temple that God created for you. He made it look like you, act like you. He created it just, it fits you just right. And you can get on the inside of that thing boldly. Get to know yourself. People don't realize that a lot of people don't even know themselves. They have no understanding what they are, who they are. It takes the Word of God to reveal everything that's about you. Did you know that you had heaven on the inside of you? And we still talk, when we talking about people and stuff like that and talking about ourselves, well, tell me a little about you. Well, I got blue eyes. My hair is fine. I drive this car. I make this much money. They talk about what they know. And most of the things they talk about carnal things, the thing that they can see. But I'd like to have somebody really talk about who they are. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I've got heaven on the inside of me. I got the Holy Ghost abiding and dwelling on the inside of me. Glory to God. I get to heaven by getting into myself. Know yourself. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. You better get to know yourself and stop being weak. You better know who you are. Then we start to watch the things that we say. But watch the way that we walk. And stop waiting for things to happen. And stop waiting for things to fall out of the sky. And start to bring it up out of our spirit instead. Start to confess it out of our mouth instead of waiting for it to drop out of the sky. Then people think they can get into the holiest of the holy, get into themselves and get into their own spirit. Get into their own spirit without Jesus Christ. But it said by the blood of Jesus. Notice that after we received Jesus, we became new creatures. See, if you're not saved, guess what? You don't have the keys to your own heart. Amen. You don't have entrance. There's a part of you that died. There's a part of the unregenerate person that is just dead. The temple has been locked. They are separated from God. But thank God for Jesus. He opened it back up again. We became a living being again. Not stuck to deal with things just on the outside. That's why they had to send prophets for them, because they could only hear it in their flesh. They couldn't hear it in their spirit. They didn't have one alive. They could only perceive in their own flesh and in their own understanding. They couldn't discern it. Because they didn't receive Jesus. But after they received Jesus, somebody said they had to have a priest to work the temple. They had a temple, but the temple was no good because it had no priest. Might as well shut it down. But when you receive Jesus, He's a discerner even of the inward parts. That means He can get down inside of you in ways that you can't get down in there yourself. He knows. Say, Jesus gets on the inside of you and starts having service. He starts making sacrifices. He starts making intercession. He starts going to work. You find some things supernaturally starting to happen. He starts hearing God and bringing words back to you that you couldn't hear before. That's what priests do. They go in, they offer sacrifice, they talk to God for you and bring it back. Talk to God for you and bring it back. The non-believers don't have that. That's why we got to preach the word to them, because they can't hear it themselves. They can't go on the inside because there's nothing on the inside. The devil shut it up a long time ago. But you got to find that there's a whole lot more to salvation than our born-again experience than you think you are. God is starting to reveal. Be manifest. He's starting to manifest what we are in this whole thing which is going on. But church, we're finding out who we are. We're finding out the difference. That's why the gospel's got to be preached to them. That's why angels can't preach it to them, because they can't even discern that kind of stuff. The only thing they can get is what can come to them out of their own mind and out of their own understanding. And what comes to them out of their own understanding, out of their flesh, the devil. Let Jesus on the inside. Let him in. He'll start. He'll open the temple back up again, and things will start to happen. And people around you start to get blessed because the temple's moving again. The temple's open again. Say, I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost. Say, when I open the doors to the temple, how do you open the doors to the temple? Open your mouth and start to declare the things and start to confess. Say, he'll never leave the temple. Jesus is not going to leave the temple. Jesus is not going to leave the temple. That's what you're there for. You're in one part, he's in another. He's in the holiest of holies. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us. Are you consecrated? See, that's why people got to watch what they do with their body. Because your body's a temple of God. And their mouth. That's what you got to watch. That's why you got to watch that stuff. Watch the way you live. Watch the way you walk. And watch what you do with the temple of God. That's the church. Would you do that in church? How would you see? Many people do anything in their own body, which is the real temple of the Holy Ghost. But you have a bingo party in a church building. They're ready to have a heart attack. But they can do anything with their body as they want to. You better watch what you do with your body. Watch what you do with your body. Watch where you take your body. And watch what you perform with your body. Watch what you say with your mouth. It is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Even said anybody that swears about a temple or any of those things. Watch what you say about yourself. Watch how you, it's talking negative confessions over your body. I'm always getting sick. I'm ready to do this. I don't like this. I don't like that. You better take care of yourself. Amen. You better take care of yourself. That's the dwelling place of the Holy Ghost. By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated us through the veil. That is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God. Say, there's a high priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. And our hearts are really, notice I said that they would go through the temple and put blood all over the articles and all over the instruments of the temple. See, and then you will wonder why he's saying, having our hearts our conscience sprinkled from an evil conscience. Keep your spirit clean. Keep the blood all over those things in there. And our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Let him work the inside, you work the mouth. Hold a good confession of faith. Are you glad God let us in on that? I think we can digest that. Are you glad God let you in on that? Hallelujah. Now, why don't you stand up? Jesus, we bless your holy
name. Bless you, Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.